You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I'm your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples, our brothers and sisters who are waking up around the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's back. It's good to be back this week. I love to impart to you what has been imparted to me. Sort of like being a conduit. The title of this message is The Mystery of the Serpent, Part 4. Now, last week I had planned on doing this message to continue that series, which is extremely, extremely important. But the Spirit took us where it took us. And we were able to have a good message. I was able to have a good message called, Are You Listening? If you missed it, by all means, search it out and listen to it and share it. You know, we thank you to all the people that go onto my YouTube and to EFR, Eurofolk Radio's YouTube. We thank all the people that are involved in Eurofolk Radio that you don't hear about, that are doing things behind the scenes, that enable us to bring these messages to you. We'd like to thank them right now. And above all, thank Yahweh. When you have a holiday like Thanksgiving, that is a time to reflect on the year and all that Yahweh has given to you. However, every day is Thanksgiving in my house. So, before we get into the message, I have a couple of things to tell you, of course, which is usual. Now, there's some good news because, you see, when I tell you these things, I tell you them because it proves what I've been telling you. Okay, number one. The Jew, Jill Stein, the recount conspiracy, as it's called, has officially failed. Bravo. Bravo. But what it really means is the Jew failed. You know, she's so incompetent that she didn't get it in time in one of the states. She missed the deadline. See, the Jews are not as smart as you think they are, or as they want you to think they are. They're incompetent idiots. That is proven by our governmental ABC units that cannot perform properly. In, you know, when we talk about the media, that is deliberately not functioning properly. Okay, we know that. The media is a very important organ in our society, and I've talked about it before. Since that is not working properly, Yahweh has risen other people in the alt media to take that job on, to expose evil and corruption in the government, and to expose these incompetent Jews. I'm not just saying that they're incompetent. I mean full well that they are not competent. That's why Yahweh put us Anglo-Saxon people on the planet, the Adamic race, because none of these beasts of the field, and the Jews are the most subtle beast of the field, no, they are not men and women as you know us to be. No, they are beasts of the field, the most subtle beast of the field. So what this Jew has done was try to cause some fear in the atmosphere, okay? But what she has really done is proven she's a failure. But in that failing, she just pulled in and raked in and stole a lot of money from a lot of people. Now, I hope that these people that, of course, I'm sure Jews are involved in that money, but I'm sure that there are regular libtard or liberals that have given that money sincerely. And now, instead of returning the money, I want to see what happens here. I want to see if she will return the money. Now, I kind of know the answer already. She's not going to return the money. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jew is the Jew, is the Jew is the Jew, and the Jew is still the Jew. A snake is a snake, and a snake is a snake, and the snake is still a snake. So, now what's going to be their next move? You see, right now, Jewry is on the run. Jewry is in, they're in a strange moment in time right now where it's not all going their way. And they're so used to having everything go their way, they don't know how to deal with true failure. You see? I'm not talking about orchestrated failure. I'm talking about true failure. Now, there are Jews that are running, that were going to run into the little fake land of Israel. But now those Jews in the UK are going to run to Germany. But what do you think is going to happen to them in Germany? What do you think is really going on in Germany? Anti-Jewishism is on the rise in Germany, just like it is in the UK, just like it is worldwide. You see, we're at a point right now where the war has been taken to the Jews, the pogrom, the beginnings of the pogrom has begun to come from every single angle. You see, it used to be that if a nail rose above the rest, they'd hammer it right back into place. And if another nail popped up over here, they'd hammer it back into place. But now all the nails are rising, except for the ones on the fence, which will soon rise when the tipping point comes. I love it. You see, it's real easy to cover it. You know, their scribes, as it was told in the Kehillah, and their George Soros, their ambassador, you know, they're all having a hard time now. You see, they don't have the freedom they once had, even just 6 months ago. So when you look at things like Russia, you hear the war drums coming down about Russia, right? Oh, we've got to go bomb Russia. Why is that? Russia's always been our ally in World War II when it was total Jew-controlled. But now it's not so Jew-controlled anymore, you see. Now George Soros is not allowed to do business over there. Now Putin, say what you will about him, whether you believe in him or you don't believe in him, he's giving land to his citizens. He's promoting that they will procreate and giving them benefits for procreating. He is doing a lot of things that just seem very, very good and very anti-Jew. He also came out and he said, "What's going on in Europe? That's not going to happen here." That's the last thing the Jew wants to hear. Now, I know you're going to say, well, he brought some Jews in. He welcomed some Jews into Russia. Oh, yeah, he wants to use their money. But he's not going to let him have control, you see. Or at least I hope he won't. They're tricky little devils. So now, Russia is now the newest thing. You see, before, we were just going to concentrate on the last few countries. We as Jews, I say, we're just going to not me included, but you know what I mean. We're just going to concentrate on central banks. There's only a few places that don't have central banks now. And all these Jews think they have to do is get the central banks in those places, and it's a wrap. But now, all of a sudden, things aren't going exactly the way they planned it to be. You know, William Kristol, the Jew, thought when Donald Trump was running, now I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do, we'll see. He could be a traitor, I don't know. But it's all pointing the right way to me. We'll see. But William Kristol, the Jew, tried desperately to get a third party runner to steal votes away. This is what they did with Woodrow Wilson back in early 1900s. When Taft was in there, they put Teddy Roosevelt on the third party, and he withdrew enough votes from him so that they could get their man, Woodrow Wilson, in, because Taft would not have brought the Federal Reserve or the IRS Act in, and probably not even the terrorist organization, the ADL, which we want to hear no more from you. We don't want to hear any more of your talk about politics. We don't want to hear any more from the ADL or the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. We want you out of our country. No more for hearing from you. So, that's a failure. They failed. So the Jews are starting to fail miserably, because what's going to happen when George Soros dies, and let's hope it's soon, when people that they've had, you see, what's happened as they've diminished our people, so that our people aren't as strong as they used to be, because they've killed a lot of us off and a lot of our great people, like they're trying to do to the Germans. Well, their people that they have in charge, once they get rid of Soros and Kissinger, who are they going to replace them with? They're in their own problem with affirmative action idiots. There is nobody to replace them with. And so this idiot that's now in the ADL, we don't want to hear this serpent. And basically, you can see that he has zero authority. He thought he was just going to step in, and the Jews thought he was just going to step in, and he was going to take and keep going the way the idiot before him did. Abraham Foxman, who is also a lisping idiot. Although he had more authority than this idiot. So this idiot, it's just not going to pan out. You understand? So, one more thing about Jill Stein. Just make sure that you know she's a Jew. Make sure that you know that she just Jewed people out of their money. And make sure you know that she's against a great America again. That she's against bringing... Now, Sarah Palin, I just want you to know, this is a brief thing I'm doing before the subject matter. But this is all to do with the serpent anyway. Just know that Sarah Palin just came out and said that Donald Trump is corrupt because he was trying to keep the jobs in this country from Carrier. So, you can see that Sarah Palin and Jill Stein, all the Jews, all these liberal idiots, All those people that came out and talked against Donald Trump are against a great America again, are against keeping jobs in America. They want to turn this into a welfare state. They're against America being conducive to whites. They are against whites. You get the idea? They're against, they want to keep Obamacare in and destroy all the whole, the medical system and destroy the insurance company's reserves, which makes them no longer viable. They want America to turn into a welfare state, a destroyed state. So, one thing I want to tell you about Jill Stein's Green Party. Why is it called the Green Party? Well, just take a guess why. I told you before when on a trip down the yellow brick road that Halel's favorite, his favorite color, Satan's favorite color, is green. It's not red as you supposed it was. That's why when you see the green part of the star on the Masonic thing there, the Women's Mason Organization, you'll see the green on that. That's why the Emerald City is green. That's why it's called the Green Party. So just know that this is another failure by the incompetent Jew. Not only is she a woman and incompetent, but she's a Jew and she's incompetent. She couldn't even get it in on time. Doesn't that show you something about these Jews? They're just not competent. And this is what we have running our world. You know, I'm going to tell you how bad the world's getting right now. And this is not an important thing. It's just to show you how deep it goes. When I go to the store, I buy these little donuts, okay? They're 99 cents for a package, and they're, you know, there's about 12 of them in there. And they are an actual one of the best things in the market because it doesn't have high fructose corn syrup and so on and so forth. May have sugar, but whatever. Well, it turns out that now somebody else is making those donuts, and they can't even make a 99 cent pack of donuts correctly anymore, to the point where now I can't buy that anymore. They've ruined it. They probably have some Negro or whatever, some affirmative action idiot making the donuts now. They can't even make donuts right. Now, that's not that important, I understand. But it's getting that deep to where there's almost nothing left. All the little treasures or whatever. I mean, that was a very minor thing. But now they can't even do that correctly. We are in the age, as this is what I have said, we are in the age of affirmative action. With affirmative action popes, affirmative action leaders, affirmative action governmental workers, affirmative action workers, affirmative action medical workers, affirmative action everything. Affirmative action actors, affirmative action musicians. These people are not up to par. They're not, they don't belong in the positions they're in. They're not competent to be in the positions they're in. And yet, just because we want to have a black brain surgeon like Ben Carson, who left a trail of people harmed for life, he left a sponge in somebody's brain. If you want to defend him with me right now, maybe you'd like to be the next person that he operates on. Put your money where your mouth is. If you're so into anybody but white people doing the job, let's have you go under the knife with Ben Carson. Of course, he quit. He said he quit while he was ahead. Now, to me, if you've left a trail of impaired patience that have destroyed for life, I can't see that as being quitting while you're ahead. But we're in an upside-down world with affirmative action. And in an affirmative action world, maybe that is quitting while you're ahead. Next little piece that I want to point out is the Senate just passed the Anti-Jewishism Awareness Act. You know I'm not going to use the word. To crush Jew criticism on campus. Now, let me explain to you now. I want you to think about this. The Senate. The Senate who, when they went and swore to be a senator, to uphold the Constitution and its freedoms, is now passing the Anti-Jewishism Awareness Act to curtail free speech. In other words, you cannot criticize the Jews. So here's another zone that is not free speech, you see. Now, why do they do these things? Well, we know that they do them because they're cucked to the Jews. We know that the Jews have something on all of them. And we know that they're going to get a nice little extra paycheck for doing this dastardly deed. But what is really more important about this is training the next generation here that are coming up through the indoctrinational college system that you must not have free speech. You must toe that line. Because when you get into the Jewish-run corporation, it's going to be the same atmosphere. So just understand that there's some zones that there's no free speech in. Now, that's not true. I just want you to know that that's what they want you to believe and what they want to train these students to do. Because these students, some of them, even though there aren't any jobs anymore, most of them will probably end up on the welfare system, which means if you're collecting welfare from the Jew through their Jew ABC entity, then you still won't be able to criticize Jews. But if you should end up as in one of their corporations as a leader, you want to make sure that you institute the same kinds of acts in your corporation. Don't ever say anything about anybody. There's no free speech in this corporation. There's no free speech in this indoctrinational center. There's no free speech in the supermarket. There's no free speech in the courts. There's no free speech in the government system. There's no free speech in the military. But while you're in your own home, you might be able to say a few words. You stupid fools. What these students should do is crush this act. Crush it. Everybody start criticizing the Jews left and right, no matter what they want. Either you crush that or you get crushed. Let me give you an example of that before we go to the message. Okay, what's going on right now? Since you won't tell those Jews to get queers off the television, since you sat back and you watched those television programs, you watched the multiracial nonsense, since you still watch these things, you give value to those stations, and since you haven't said anything, now the queers want to get Christians off television. However, there's a little catch to that one. You see, they've risen up and said, we don't want any examples of Christians on television. Since you wouldn't rise up against them or stop watching their television programs, they have risen against you. However, there are no examples of Christians on television. No good examples. No real examples. Anyway, so it doesn't really matter, does it? Okay, so is that point made to you? So this is the kind of garbage that we're dealing with right now in our world. So, I think it's time for us to get to the mystery of the serpent. Now, I'm going to go back a little here, and we're going to start from this part right here about Hitler. After Adolf Hitler, this is page 24. After Adolf Hitler received the financial assistance, he disenfranchised the Jews in Germany, then set up a banking system of his own. Nevertheless, Anglo-American intelligence services learned that Hitler, Jew Rudolf Hess, and von Papen secretly called on Jew Baron Kurt von Schroeder in Cologne and obtained his guarantee to further finance Hitler's schemes. Schroeder agreed to the proposition after bribing. You see, they wanted to ensure that this war would happen. You must understand something. Don't be listening about to the negative about Hitler. Understand that Hitler wanted to do what he was going to do. He needed financing, and he would use whomever would give it to him for his purposes, just as they were using him for their purposes. Understand that they wanted to get that little land of Palestine. That's what World War II is all about. It's all about getting the land in Palestine. It was all about the Holocaust lie. And it was all about killing as many Germans and white people as possible. Remember, there's a book, Germany Must Perish. So, Rudolf Hess became Deputy Führer. He is the son of an Egyptian Jewess. General von Haushofer was made geopolitical minister. He is a Jew. General Milch became head of the Luftwaffe. He is a Jew. Or so this man says. Goebbels was with Hitler to the end. He was a Jew. All of which is in accordance with Jewry's Protocol number 15, which says, but if there should arise in the midst a plot, then at the head of that plot will be no other than one of our most trusted servants. Now, you must remember that you must keep the enemy close to you. Just as I just told you about Putin bringing some Jews into Russia, yet he's doing everything against the New World Order, and I believe he wants to protect America, because they now teach what the Jews did in the Bolshevik Revolution to their students in Russia. See, that now their population knows what happened to them and who did it to them. So now they know, Putin knows, that they want to do it to us here. And if they could just take the guns away from Whitey, it would be done. They already have the guillotines here and everything ready to go, the internment camps, etc. All they need to do is take the guns away, and if they choose to pull the trigger, boom, another Bolshevik revolution. But Putin is aware of this. Now, I can't say whether, you know, I can't say, you know, whether you can trust this man or not. It just appears that he's doing an awful lot of things that seemed to be pissing these Jews off to the point where they want to go to war with Russia so that they can get control back over it. If George Soros of the Kahila cannot do business in Russia, we can't have that, says the Jews. We can't have that. We need to be in all these nations. We need another sick man, as Jacob Schiff said. So, what he's saying here, I'm not sure of. Okay? I'm not sure that Goebbels was a Jew. I'm just reading to you what it says here, and you take that and you research it. Baron Kurt von Schroeder was related to Baron von Schroeder of J.H. Schroeder & Company, Limited, London, England, which together with Messrs. N.M. Rothschild and Sons, Ruthers Limited, and the Imperial Chemical Industries assisted James P. Warburg of Kuhn and Loeb Company finance Hitler in accordance with the Protocol 9, which says, nowadays, if any state raises a protest against us, it is only pro forma at our direction and at our discretion. For their anti-Jewishism, you know that word, is indispensable to us for the management of our lesser brethren. Speaking of the people of that are in the lower echelons of Jewry. You see, they work on them with fear, and by having anti-Jewish people, that's what Herzl loved. He loved people that would come out and speak against the Jews because they could use that to keep their own in line. I hope you're realizing what's being said here. I really do. Okay? Thus, the Jew devil will murder his own sons so as to get peace, shalom, from one in authority, marom, which causes fear of the Jew, pashad, to rule, mashal, amidst those he abides, kum, K-U-M. We next observe the serpent race. You see, as I've studied World War II Germany, we saw an SS document that was just unbelievably incredible, which proves that Himmler was an upstanding right man and that the SS as an organization was incredibly upstanding. I believe that Germany and Hitler's intentions were fully upstanding. I don't know what happened at the very end of the war, but I do know that he took that country and we got rid of the Freemasons, everything, and within 4 years, it was a healed country. And it was all with biblical principles. National socialism is not the socialism we have here, where you go on welfare and live perpetually and never do anything to help the race or the Reich. National socialism is a different bird altogether. National socialism meant that if you, biblically, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you don't do something to help the race, you don't eat. So therefore, we see that Hitler had burned the books, and the Jews said that the books that they were burning were educational books and books that would help the German people. The Jews also tried to tell you that Germany made sure that they took all the guns away. That's all a bunch of hooey. They burned books. Everybody had guns in Germany. They burned the books of these filthy Jews put out, the communists put out. Books that were used to teach the children. Books, you know, they had, you know, queers and transvestites in the theaters in Germany like they have over here now. That was all done away with. Hitler was putting evil away, and when he put evil away, good grew. How can that be bad? He gave back the businesses that the Jews stole. He gave back pride to the German race. They were eating out of garbage cans, like we're going to be doing soon here in America, it appears. He took back the properties and gave them back to the people that owned the properties. These are good works. I can't say whether Goebbels is a Jew. I can't say whether Rudolf Hess is a Jew. Rudolf Hess is kept in prison. That's what makes me doubt that he's a Jew. He went to England to tell them to stop listening to the Jews. The Jews would have just sent Rudolf Hess, if he was one of them, back over to the little land of Israel. They wouldn't have, sent him back if Germany requested it. They wouldn't have sent him back if England requested it. So, it says here, we next observe the serpent race in Psalms 58:4, in which the word poison is chema in the Hebraic. Now listen, the word poison is chema, chemicals, right? Chemotherapy, poison, chema. Do you understand? See, these words in the Hebrew kind of tell you a lot of secrets. The word for gift in German is poison. But he says here that the word poison is chema, K-H-E-M-A. K-H-E-M-A-H. Chemicals. Chemotherapy. You understand? Because chemotherapy, 95% of the people that take chemotherapy die a horrific, horrific death. So this word chema means anger, heat, fury, rage, hot displeasure, wrath, to be furious. The poison is used on non-Jews having high moral and spiritual strength and to refuse to lower themselves to the level of the Jew. Usually the approach is by bribery, concealed as a gift. Here we are right here. Gift, poison, gift, poison. The Bible teaches you in the book of Proverbs not to be a man who loves gifts. When the Jew gives you a gift, he's working on you and your good nature, as we had learned in this very book I'm reading before, this very pamphlet we're reading right now. The Jew knows in your good nature that you want to give something back to somebody that gives you a gift. So when the Jew gives you a gift as a senator, you feel that you owe him something. And the Jew knows that you feel that way. And of course, he believes you owe him something. They don't give gifts to non-Jews unless there's a reason. Usually the approach is by bribery, concealed as a gift. When he fails to reach his intended victim, he lets fly the poison of fury, rage, and wrath, and attempts of character assassination so as to kill one's business or political life. What did I tell you about the protocols of learned elders of Zion? That they would have something on all of these governmental figures and anybody in the press as well. Okay? That's why your press is not functioning properly. It's not exposing evil. It's dysfunctioning. That's why your government does not function properly. Because these men love gifts. Because they have something on these men that if they were to get out of line, this is right in the protocols, if they were to get out of line, they'd be put back in line one way or another, whether they expose them with their press or if they killed one of the members of their family or several members of the family. So let's move along here. If the person is immune to the poison and the Jew cockatrice fails to silence the truth about his skullduggery, his final effort comes by using the poison of hot displeasure, and he becomes furious in premeditated cold-blooded murder. Well, did we see that with the 114 count, body count of the Clinton murder machine? Clinton Murder Incorporated? Did we see that? I told you that Hillary Clinton is a Jewess. She grew up speaking Yiddish in the home with her grandmother. And that Bill is supposedly the bastard child of Rockefeller, a crypto Jew. However, if it is not expedient, however, if it is not expedient for the reptile to personally murder the victim, or he is too cowardly to do it himself, he bribes some non-Jew to do the dirty work while the Jew reptile remains in ambush as a respectable citizen whose only crime, to hear him tell it, is being unfortunate enough to be of being born a Jew. So in other words, that's what the Clintons did have done. They remained, and of course, we know that they're not respectable at all, but they appeared respectable while all these murders were taking place. They didn't commit the murders themselves, as far as I know. They were too cowardly to do that. They got other people to do it. So again, however, if it is not expedient for the reptile to personally murder his victim, or he is too cowardly to do it himself, he bribes some non-Jew to do the dirty work while the Jew reptile remains in ambush as a respectable citizen whose only crime, to hear him tell it, is being unfortunate enough of being born a Jew. In Amos 5:19 is the serpent Nakash, and the so-called divine wisdom in the Luciferian doctrine of spiritual illumination. You've heard these terms. The way the Hebraic word serpent is written in the original passage with bars is occult science. The reptile has nothing to crawl under. The wall, which one is going to lean against in our national house, is spiritual salvation through Jesus Christ. I won't use the term Lord. It is the same wall that is prophesied in Isaiah 60, verse 18. One is inviting the sting of the cockatrice. If one seeks rest in spiritual salvation, as preached by the so-called Christian denominations, banded together in the Communistic Federal Council of Churches of Christ. You see, here he's telling you something that we know today. We know that Rockefeller has a big hand in the Federal Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches as well. We know that they are preaching communism and that they are promoting communism and Jews. Jews equal communism, and communism equals Talmudism. That's why he said, as preached by the so-called Christian denominations, banded together in the Communistic Federal Council of Churches of Christ, which is sponsored and maintained by Jews in efforts to keep Christ Jesus out of the church houses, then enshrine Satan on one corner of the pulpit. He, as a Jew, has even been made the preacher in some of the denominations. One is guaranteed to receive snakebite if one leans against the false wall of the so-called Christian spiritualist cults, which deny the sovereignty of Jesus Christ. You will notice, see, this is written, just remember, this is written a long time ago now. You do know that in current, as they perform George Orwell's newspeak on the Bible, and they erase words, and they change some words, they have been working on getting rid of the divinity of Yeshua in the new Bible versions. You must know that's true, ladies and gentlemen. You must know that I don't need to even prove that to you, do I? And he just told you Jews are sponsoring and maintaining the Federal Council of Churches, and I just told you Rockefeller is involved in that. So that speaks that he, of course, is a crypto-Jew. Christians are requesting their pastors to define the word Leviathan, which is found in Job 41:1, Psalm 74:14, Psalms 104:26, and Isaiah 27:1. The Hebraic for Leviathan is the same as in English. It means crying, mourning, and a great water animal. Job and David are referring to the latter, the great water animal. Isaiah, however, is prophesying about something entirely different. Yet he symbolizes it as having characteristics of that greater water animal. Isaiah 27:1 says, "In the day that Yahweh with his sore and great sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea." Remember that the dragon, or the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns, comes out of the sea. You see? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a joy to be able to learn with you, to teach you, to help you to understand your surroundings. And I really feel very privileged to be in the position that I am in. I hope you too will begin to understand the world around you and who the enemy truly is, and who the Christians of today really aren't, and who, you know, sooner or later you're going to have to come out of that thing. I pray that you will. I pray that you will come out of the Jewish version of Christianity that's promoted by the Jews and their Jewish Jesus, and that you will come to Yahweh. And I hope you'll do it expediently. I hope you won't wait on the fence until it's too late. We need you, brothers and sisters. We need you to come and take up your sword. We need you to be warriors of Yahweh. We need you to be preachers of the kingdom. Preachers of the kingdom of God, that is. Not preachers of gospels of prosperity. Just think of it common sense-wise. When these idiots are telling you that they want to help you grow your... they want to help you become rich. Don't you know that Yahweh said, that Yeshua said, that it's harder for a rich man to get into the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. The eye of the needle. Why would he want to make you a rich man and make it hard for you to get into the kingdom? You just have to use your brains. Use your common sense. Pray to Yahweh. Ask him to give you wisdom and knowledge. Ask him to not let you be fooled. Ask him to teach you. Ask him for the Holy Spirit. Ask him for his counsel. Ask him to guide you. So, let's see here. Okay, so blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I just changed the page while I was, you know, preaching there. Okay, so the Hebraic for Leviathan is the same in English. So Job and Dave, yes, right. So the dragon in the sea. The word piercing is bariak in the Hebraic. It is synonymous with the word flying in Isaiah 14:29. The word serpent is nakash, okay, and is written originally with bars and dots to prove it is the serpent race of Jews. The word dragon is tannin, T-A-N-N-I-N. It means a great sea serpent. The word sea is yam, Y-A-M. It means west, west side, western, or westward. One observes, therefore, that particular sea is not the sea of water. Instead, it's the people of Christendom, the same way it is in the book of Revelation. It is the people of Christendom, which is further denoted in the time of measurement of the day of Yahweh, which is Armageddon. The latter is the place and an era. The era is the 40-year day of Jacob's trouble brought out of the lowest depths of the dimension of of spirit by Juri's era and Kali. I mean, era of Kali, okay? So right now, Kali, the female devil, is ruling during the time of Jacob's trouble. And you can see that the patriarch has all been put down, and now the woman is the goddess, you see. You see, the woman is the goddess of the corporation. The woman is the goddess of the family. Because feminism says that the woman is equal with man and really should rule man. And we see also that the goddess rules over Yahweh as well, because, I mean, the goddess, this is the age of the goddess. We also see the goddess in our corporations, I mean, in our governmental agencies, you see. We now have goddesses as fire chiefs and police chiefs and governors, etc., etc., etc. It's the time of Kali. So, it began in 1913 and ends in 1953. In the near future, we will see. See, that's not true. That's when the Jews thought it was going to end, but it didn't end. The time of Jacob's trouble is still going on. In the near future, we will see the day of Yahweh, in which Satan's serpent race of Jews will be annihilated in Christendom. It is inevitable, so Israel can sweep out and clean up the kingdom of God before the beginning of the millennial reign of Jesus Christ on the throne of David, which is the throne of England today. The annihilation is also portrayed in Isaiah 34:5, Isaiah 34:6, in which the Jew is clearly mentioned by name, Idumea. Ezekiel 35:15, Ezekiel 36:5, Zechariah 14:21, where he again mentions by name Canaanite, and Revelation 20:1-3. We observed the dragon in Isaiah 27:1 is a Tannin, or great sea serpent. Then in Exodus 7:9, Exodus 7:10, Exodus 7:12, the word serpent is also Tannin, but it means a howling dragon or lizard. Inasmuch as he is pronounced in the Hebraic the same as Isaiah's sea serpent, then both creatures are shaped the same, yet one lives on land and the other in the water. The one in Isaiah 27:1 is symbolical, yet the other is a living lizard. And because the Leviathan serpent and dragon in Isaiah 27:1 are one reptile symbolized as being shaped like a lizard, then when we observe the Leviathan in Job 41:1 and 74:14, 104:26, has the same meaning as the one in Isaiah 27:1. We know David and Job are referring to a crocodile. Moreover, when we denote the word Leviathan, also means mourning and crying. I know what's coming, crocodile tears, right? Okay, hold on. Moreover, when we denote the word Leviathan, also means mourning and crying, and the word piercing is synonymous with the flying one in Isaiah 14:29. Then, Leviathan is further revealed to be a crocodile. Thus, we observe Isaiah in symbolizing the serpent race of Jews having attributes similar to crocodiles. With his slithering chicanery, backfires in his face, which is happening today, ladies and gentlemen, when a nation wakes up to the fact that it has been sabotaged and destroyed by the Jews who were admitted into the nation so as to find sanctuary from persecution and destruction, the crying, moaning Jew sheds crocodile tears in efforts to win sympathy and pity from the betrayed people driving him root and branch from among them. He flees. Just remember the ducks and hens, because that is exactly what has taken place in the countries of Europe. How do you think they were thrown out of the countries of Europe 109 times? There's not 109 countries in Europe, right? So in other words, they were thrown from one brother to the other brother, and then thrown back again, and then thrown to another brother, and then thrown back again, etc., etc., etc. I mean, where is common sense? Nobody learns from this. You've got to kill these creatures. You can't just throw them on your brother's land and let them do to your brother what they did to you. Okay, so it says that the Jew flees from justified punishment and sheds more crocodile tears at the gates of another nation while crying and moaning his age-old lamentation that he is a homeless refugee fleeing from punishment piled on for no reason than that he is a Jew. Now let me remind you of something. When you let these people into your nation, what are you really doing? You're not only committing suicide and destroying your own nation, but you're disobeying Yahweh. Yahweh said they would be vagabonds and wanderers. He didn't say that they'd have refuge in your nation. So therefore, if we never let them in our nations in the first place, they would have had to stay in other places, right? And then they wouldn't have affected our people and our nations and our children and killed our children and drained their blood and sold them and ate their flesh, etc., 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 and changed our culture and destroyed our jobs, and I mean destroyed our farms and destroyed our happiness and destroyed our peace and destroyed our peace of mind and destroyed our way of life. No wonder. You see what he's saying here? So the Jew sheds crocodile tears, driving him root and branch from among them. So out of one of our countries. He flees from the justified punishment and sheds more crocodile tears at the gates of another nation. That's you, dear listener. Okay? He is at the gates of another nation while crying and moaning his age-old lamentation that he is a homeless refugee. Well, he's meant to be a homeless refugee. He was meant to be a vagabond and wanderer. How dare you even think you should help this thing? When Yahweh gave that judgment upon Cain for killing our brother Abel. How much brains do you people have? So he is admitted into the sanctuary of the sympathetic nation, and the flying crocodile that he is submerges in the cool water of human decency with only his unblinking watery eyes showing above the surface. If this doesn't say it all, I don't know what does. Okay? At places where trusting people go. Okay, listen, I'll read this again because I had to move up the page. He is admitted into the sanctuary of a sympathetic nation. See, remember I told you that the Jews are internationalists. That's because they don't have a country of their own. They've had to live in every nation of the world practically. Do you understand? They were cursed by Yahweh to never have a nation of their own, to be vagabonds and wanderers. What are you doing helping your enemy by bringing them into your country and going against Yahweh's determination, Yahweh's will? How could God bless America when we bring these people into our nation? Germany, if they're leaving the UK, and they should be booted out of there, Germany should not allow them into Germany. So I guess really Putin shouldn't allow them into his land either. Now that I recap this. So, again, he is admitted into the sanctuary of the sympathetic nation, and the flying crocodile that he is submerges into the cool water of human decency with only his unblinking watery eyes showing above the surface at places where trusting people go and take their spiritual thirst for God and material needs for the first necessities of life. When they wade out in the striking distance, of the lurking beast, he grabs them and spiritually and materially devours them without the least pity. And that is exactly what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Deny, 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 but that's the truth. If they were kicked out of our countries, and they should be kicked out into one of these subhuman countries, not into one of our own brothers' countries. They don't deserve to live in our societies. They're not like us. They're not nationalists. They don't understand. Hitler told you they don't understand the Aryan mind. Who the hell are these people to come in and tell us we should change our culture? They're not part of us. They're vagabonds and wanderers. They're not doing anything for our country. They're not doing anything for Anglo-Saxondom. They never have and they never will. What are you pitying crocodiles for? What are you pitying serpents for? Many of you women out there abhor serpents. Yet these human-style serpents, you love and worship them. They have got to go. They do not deserve to live in our societies. They do not deserve to enjoy our liberties. They do not deserve to eat our food. They do not deserve our pleasures that Yahweh has given us in the land of milk and honey. You are giving the enemy, your own enemy, your own substance. And then this enemy devours you on a daily basis. And I mean literally devours you. He's devoured your jobs. They've devoured your children, literally eaten the flesh of your children. They've devoured your happiness, your peace of mind. They've devoured your religion, so-called religion. They've devoured your land. They've devoured your resources. They've devoured your money. They've devoured everything. And you still want to stand up and protect them. And you wonder why Yahweh can't bless America. When you're saying God bless America, when you see George W. Bush the Jew, and then you see Rumsfeld and the other clown, Cheney, with their hands over their hearts, saying God bless America, that's a joke to them. They don't mean that. America is a golden calf. America is the sick man. Now, I read this on Eli's show, and I think I'll read it for you here so you'll get, because it goes right along with this. I got this in an email, okay? And I'm going to read this quote for you. I read it on one-on-one yesterday, but I'm going to read it for you so that you... I want you to get a hold of this because of what I just said to you, what they're doing to our nation. This is the baby killer, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu in 1990. If we get caught, they will just replace us with persons of the same cloth. So it does not matter what you do. America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. Does that not sound like the protocols of the learned elders of Zion to you? The arrogance of this serpent, this baby-killing, murderous serpent, that he would say anything like as if he has any authority at all. He is a miserable puke. He is a piece of garbage and has zero authority in the world. The only authority he has is whatever somebody's giving him. And I don't give him any authority. Let me continue with this. Get it again, because I don't mind reading it over. I want you this to get into your brain. See, in other words, he says, if we're getting caught, if we get caught, we the Jews, we the baby killers, get caught, they will just replace us with persons of the same cloth. You know, liberals, or more Jews, or race-mixed Jews, or cucks. So it does not matter what you do. America is a golden calf, or the sick man, as I told you, Jacob Schiff talked about. And we will suck it dry. Who's we? The Jews. And we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. Now, that's a lot of boasting, since they're not capable. Okay? But number two, think about that in the children as well. The children, they're sucking the blood dry out of the children, aren't they? This Pizzagate nonsense, right? They're chopping up the body parts. And they sell body parts. They sell organs around the world to hospitals, right? Piece by piece. You see the parallel here? I don't think he intended to say that, but it just so works out that it does say that, because it's apropos to what's going on today. Keep looking at me, Jew. So, they want a big welfare state. So, now let's reflect on the beginning of the show. What did Sarah Palin say again about Donald Trump? That if he wanted to keep these jobs in America, that he was corrupt? Why? Because Sarah Palin is one of these people. You saw it on the lapel of her whatever kind of manly female clothes she was wearing. She had the Israeli flag first with the mark of the beast on it, and then she had the American flag second. You see, she's all for them sucking it dry, chopping it up, selling it off piece by piece, as they're doing to the Chinese right now, right? They're selling our lands, our bridges, our roads, our national parks. Hello! Until there's nothing less, and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. Why, he says? Because it is the will of God. Which God? I know which God, Mr. Baby Killer. I know your God is. I know it by the flag you have. I know who the devil is. I know who your father is. You viper, you offspring of serpents. You may be fooling other people, but soon you won't be able to fool anybody, because everybody's finding you out. You dirty, dirty dogs. So he says, why? Because it's the will of God for America to be a welfare state, you see? And America is big enough to take the hit so we can do it again and again and again. This is what we do to countries that we hate. Hold on now. This is what he said now. We destroy them very slowly and make them suffer for refusing to be our slaves. Now listen. He says this is what we do to countries that we hate. But isn't Israel our greatest ally? I'm asking you that question. Go ahead, answer it. This is what we do to countries that we hate. Well, I hate to tell you, they do this to every country. So that must mean they hate every country, every white country. They hated Turkey. Turkey was a sick man. They sucked it dry. They killed those people over there, the Armenian people, 1.5 million Armenian Christians. This is what we do to countries that we hate, we Jews. I thought you loved us. I thought you were our greatest ally, Mr. Baby Killer. We destroy them very slowly and make them suffer for refusing to be our slaves. What do you make of that? That's a quote that's legitimate. Are you going to try to call that a hoax, dear listener? Is that a hoax that he never made this quote? I don't know how many more times we'll have to tell you the truth until it sinks into your heads. Israel is no ally to anyone but themselves. Israel is not, it has nothing to do with the Israel of the Bible. This particular Israel is Israel in name only. There's no relation. These filthy baby killers who throw each other's babies in the fire of Molech, they kill our babies. These are the ones that are doing Pizzagate. Oh, yes, they are. And they've got a few of our people involved in it, too, I'm sure. Because they don't want to take the heat. They try to hide in the background, as usual. But just keep this in mind, because the proof of the pudding is in the eating. You see, the mainstream media, which is controlled by 96% of the mainstream media is controlled by Jews. Six Jews, to be specific. They won't touch this story with a 50-foot pole at this point. Because then they would have to reveal that it's them doing it. But if they don't touch it, then it reveals that they're covering up because they are the ones that are doing it. Yahweh has them in a catch 22 or a conundrum. Usually we're the ones in the conundrum. Now the Jews are being caught in their own traps. You filthy, filthy killers. May Yahweh rebuke you right now, immediately. May Yahweh tear down everything that you have in the mighty name of Yahweh. May you have not 1 minute of peace. May fear grow upon you exponentially. And like rats, may you run from country to country until you have nowhere to run. In the mighty name of Yahweh, I proclaim it. You are true to nobody. I'll prove it again to you that they're true to nobody. Kissinger, the Jew, said that if America wins the war, he'd go with them. But if Germany won the war, he'd go with them. He's not true to Germany. He's not true to America. He's true to these filthy devils because he is one. Okay. Pardon me for getting a little bit ticked at the fact that you think that democracy is wonderful and the fact that you think the Jews are our best ally. So, we observe the dragon in Isaiah 21 is a Tannin or a great sea serpent. Then in Exodus 7:9, 7:12, 7, yeah, I went through that right. Okay. Thus we observe Isaiah in symbolizing the serpent race of Jews have attributes similar to crocodiles. Okay, we went to that. Without the least pity. Okay, we're on the next page. We're on page 27. Inasmuch as Leviathan refers to the crocodile as well as crying and mourning, it is obvious that from our ancient Israelite progenitors is where we Anglo-Saxon Celtic people obtained the expression of crocodile tears. After coordinating the meaning of the Hebrew words Leviathan, piercing, crooked, flying, serpent, and dragon in Job 26, Isaiah 14:29, and 27:1, We observe the Jew crocodile fleeing from his justified punishment in the last hour of the day of Yahweh, when his slithering silent chicanery backfires in his unblinking crying eyes with greater vengeance than in all the annals of history, because it will be the national redemption of the house of Israel from Satan's counterfeit race. Isaiah has warned you. Take heed, stand steady, and observe the hand of Yahweh at work amidst his people. Now, I want to say to you that I've been praying for quite some time now that everything would begin to backfire in the face of the Jews, and that the traps that they have set for us as Israel will actually entrap them instead. And as you can see, these prayers are being answered. I can't be the only one praying for these things. And if you, dear listener, are not praying those prayers, be sure that you do, because the more of us that pray these imprecatory prayers against our enemies, the more the power will move against them. We can see that they are now entrapping themselves in their own traps. You can't have it both ways. And now they're finding themselves in conundrums. They're finding themselves having to expose themselves. And if they don't expose themselves, they expose the facts that it's them anyway. They still expose themselves. You understand? So, Isaiah has warned you. Take heed. Stand steady and observe the hand of Yahweh at work amidst his people. Be not deceived by the crocodile tears of the mourning Jew. The only sorrow he will have is we stupid oxen of his refuse to abandon Christ Jesus for Satan, then bow down and worship the King of the Jews as God and his race as lesser gods. See, we need to refuse to help our enemies, the Jews. We need to refuse the Antichrist Jews who reject our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. They have rejected him. When you have rejected the Son, if you have not the Son, you have not the Father. Do you understand that? Jeremiah 46:22 says, "The voice thereof shall be like a serpent, for they shall march with an army and come against her, Egypt, with axes as hewers of wood." It is the cursed serpent race using the Chaldeans as an axe to chop Egypt to pieces, so the Luciferian priesthood with the army can move the Egyptian treasure to Babylon. Now, we just saw that in Iraq, didn't we? Didn't we see that in Iraq? Didn't we see them chop that nation up and the treasures of Babylon were carried out of Iraq? Because Iraq is former Babylon. Didn't we just see that? Didn't our race traitor Shabez Goy military, who are subservient to the Jews and get paid debt notes to serve them, they prayed to their Jewish Jesus as they went in and destroyed the Iraqi nation? Didn't we see that? Didn't we hear all the stories of how all the treasures in the museums just disappeared? All those wonderful treasures from the Babylonian museums just disappeared. Listen to what it says here again now, because this is another point in history. It is the cursed serpent race using the Chaldeans as an axe to chop Egypt to pieces, so the Luciferian priesthood with the army can move the Egyptian treasure to Babylon and imprison Pharaoh Uhabraba, how to say that one, Uhabra, in a Babylonian dungeon, and consummate the Babylonian Empire, in which the serpent priests of finance would rule from Babylon after consummating the world empire of Satan, in accordance with Isaiah 14:29. The word serpent in the above passage is Nakash in the original, and it is written with the bars and dots to prove it is the serpent priesthood of Babylon, which is substantiated by secular records. That's on page 27, and the beginning of the next would be Jeremiah's prophecy was fulfilled at 566 BC. Now, what have you to say? What can you say, really, right? You see, I want you to know something, that Babylon had fallen a long time ago. But when Iraq fell this time, Babylon had fallen again. Because they stole everything there, and they had a Jew and two of his subservient military, dressed up in military uniforms, sitting on the throne, the golden throne of Saddam Hussein, who claimed he was Nebuchadnezzar reborn, which is bullcrap. However, it's still substantial in a sense. And it said Babylon has fallen. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are enjoying this series. There's more to come. Stay tuned to EuroFolkRadio.com. Stay tuned in the Spirit. Stay tuned in the Word of Yahweh. Stay tuned like a fine instrument. There's not much time left. Of course, we've heard that many times. No one knows when the time will be. But we surely must be in, as it was in the days of Noah, shall it be in the end. We've got to be close. But I still cannot tell you the time, and will not tell you the time. For I don't know the time. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and until next time, study to show thyself approved.
Captain, there's some kind of a transmission coming through. I don't know what it is. Well, let me know when you find out, Scotty. Yes, aye, Captain. It's some kind of a... It says E. F. R. A whizzahura. Sees out to burning cars and vehicles and stamping on people and killing people with her race. Oh, what a shame. Well, let me know when you find out what this is. Aye, Captain. Aye, Captain. It's coming through now. It says Euro Folk Radio. Some kind of a show. Well, bring it through. Aye, Captain.